A new scathing report reveals extreme cases of human rights violations against refugees in an Australian detention centre on the remote Pacific island of Nauru. British newspaper The Guardian has published the 8,000-page report that includes more than 2,000 incidents. More than half of the incidents involve children. The Syrian government forces and their allies have inflicted heavy losses on foreign-backed militants in the city of Aleppo, where the United Nations has warned of a serious situation. The Syrian army, backed by the Lebanese resistance movement Hezbollah, has advanced on the flashpoint city. Kurdish militants have killed two Turkish soldiers in the country's conflict-ridden southeast. Two other Turkish forces have also been wounded during the firefight on Tuesday. Members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, or the PKK, opened fire on the soldiers near the town of Kulp in Diyarbakir province. The United States has approved the potential sale of a huge amount of armored vehicles and other military equipment worth $1.15 billion to Saudi Arabia. The U.S. State Department's approval for the equipment comes at a time when Riyadh is conducting deadly airstrikes against its southern neighbor, Yemen. In the latest wave of Saudi airstrikes on Yemen, the kingdom's warplanes have carried out three air raids on Yemen's Hodeidah province. No casualties have been reported so far. Separately, Saudi airstrikes in four other Yemeni provinces claimed the lives of at least 35 people on Tuesday. Israel has destroyed five Palestinian homes in the occupied West Bank, leaving 27 civilians homeless, more than half of them children. Israeli bulldozers demolished the prefabricated shelters in the village of Umm al-Khair. Israeli forces forcibly evacuated local residents trying to stop the demolitions. The United States is set to release its findings about racial discrimination by Baltimore's police. According to the year-long probe, African-American residents were often arrested without legal justification. The damning report also touches on conspicuous racial disparities in criminal charges. The probe was launched after death of Freddie Gray in April 2015. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has slammed Democratic rival Hillary Clinton's stance on taxes, Supreme Court judges, and the Second Amendment's right to bear arms. The GOP candidate implicitly encouraged gun advocates to attack the former First Lady. Clinton's campaign reacted instantly, condemning Trump for trying to provoke violence.